This blog was inspired by a webinar on addmag.com presented by Dr. Ellen Littman, who can be reached at Dr. Ellen Littman, littman.com. Being a wife or a mom can be the job from hell, especially if you have ADHD. There's an explanation. There's something called emotional hypersensitivity. It sounds bad, but don't despair. There's good news coming. I never tell you something dreadful without giving you a way to manage it. But first, let's deal with reality, aka the bad news. Of course, we all agree that men and women are equal in work, pay, and abilities. However, our bodies are different. Our hormonal systems operate differently. This causes us to think, react, and feel differently. So here's the scoop. ADHD is different in women. Even though men have some of the same traits, our brains process estrogen and glucose differently. With women's cycles always going up and down, estrogen is always fluctuating. When estrogen is high, our dopamine is high. Feeling calm, we've got it all together, and we can conquer the world. But when estrogen is low, look out, get out of the way, and do not speak, because whatever you say will be used against you. Estrogen takes us on an emotional roller coaster. I'm not saying that it's okay to scream at your husband when he asks what time dinner will be ready. It's ready when it's finished. I'm saying that there is a physiological explanation of what causes us to turn into mini hulks. Sadly, our beloved men and children are often the recipients of our verbal estrogen outbursts. Believe me, and I know you do if you're a woman with ADHD, we are not happy with ourselves when our estrogen grabs us by the neck, blindfolds us, casts a spell on us, and turns us into bad witches. This is what it feels like when we're emotionally hypersensitive. Everything, all-inclusive, happens faster inside our head. Everything is more intense. Thoughts, feelings, reactions stick around much longer than they should. We have a low tolerance level. We're irritable, agitated, and feeling overwhelmed. And as loud and cranky as we seem, we are not expressing what we really feel. Sometimes it's just too hard to get the words out right. We don't like confrontation, even though we're acting confrontational. It's hard to say the words. We don't want to upset anyone, so we hold our deep, dark, true secrets inside. So what do? We pack it all up and then explode at the wrong thing, which is usually something totally unrelated. Then, because we only think in black and white, we see ourselves and others as smart or stupid, and we aren't always sure what's right or wrong. Everything is extreme, but please don't point that out to us. We have to come to it on our own terms, in the right place, and at the right time. We start talking to ourselves in our negative voice. We're trying so hard, but we can't seem to hold it all together. Things are never good enough or never just right. It's not your fault, and it's not our fault. Even though we adore being with our families, sometimes we feel lonely and misunderstood. As hypersensitive people, sounds are louder, fabrics are scratchier, foods have more texture, and smells are stronger. It happens all day, and we don't often even notice it. We're so busy trying to regulate ourselves by dealing with our overreactive responses to what we touch, smell, and hear that we're on the edge, jumpier, and we react quicker. This is an internal restlessness. There's a squirming inside that makes us jumpy, and our mouths release words we soon regret. Embarrassed and ashamed, we try to hide behind ourselves, which makes us more tense and more isolated. But don't despair. There are ways to cope with all of this internal commotion. Here are the solutions. Number one, understand the ADHD brain. You have to do this in order to prevent negative mental and verbal comments. ADHD defies logic, but take comfort in knowing that there is a neurological explanation, even though it doesn't make sense, nor is it visible. It's there. It's frustrating to those who have it because no one believes what we say we're feeling, which then confuses us even more, making us think that we're going crazy too. Number two, no judgment, no criticism. Without understanding, it's easy to be critical and judgmental. Criticism and judgmental comments are always harmful to the one who speaks or thinks them. Because remember, even your silent thoughts have power too. We can hear them. And for the one who's being judged, we're already hard on ourselves. Our inner voice is constantly judging and constantly criticizing who we are. We don't need to hear it from others. So please don't roll your eyes and give us dirty looks. We know what they mean. Number three is get help. Find a therapist who gets it, a counselor, a coach, someone you can talk to who really understands what it feels like. It's easy to isolate, withdraw, feel alone, and misunderstood. Don't let that happen. Unless you have ADHD, you don't get it. It's a confusing, contradictory mindset that does not make any sense. So don't pile up your negative thoughts. If you do, they will come out later. You will be screaming at your kids, and you could destroy a potentially happy marriage. Our minds are like pressure cookers. The pressure needs to be paid attention to and then released in little doses so that it doesn't explode. This doesn't mean you should scream at your kids or husband in little spurts. It means that you have to pay attention to your own thoughts and find a healthy outlet for them. Number four, men and women, talk to each other face to face. Shut off the phones. Turn away from the computers. Have a conversation. But don't do it in moments of negative emotion. Do it when things are calm. Be open to hear what your partner has to say. Take the time to listen to each other. ADHD is hard on a relationship, and it can be destructive if not treated. If you're willing to work to make it better, things will get better. If not, they will become worse. Problems don't vanish. They come back to haunt us. Be willing to go through the difficulties together. Know what to talk about. Not everything needs to be discussed. You have to decide what is worth talking about. Number five, focus on your strengths. It's so easy to forget all the good times and qualities in a person when times are tough. Remember what you fell in love with. There is something good underneath all of those negative thoughts. Dig them out and hang on to them. Number six, don't judge yourself by society standards. Somehow, somewhere, someone decided that there is a time schedule for living. We judge ourselves based on this pseudo schedule. No one lives on the same timeline, doing the same things at the same time. Moms do it in the playground, and then it doesn't stop. My child should be sitting, walking, talking, married, and parenting their own children on society's schedule. It's unrealistic, and it causes jealousy, unnecessary pressure, and sadness. Number seven, find the time to enjoy each other. Laugh, be silly, lighten up, and just have fun. Too often we get so bogged down with the hyper, fast-paced world we live in that we forget to have fun. When was the last time you were silly together? When was the last time you laughed? And number eight, take time to take care of yourself. Take time during the day to do something that makes you happy, not for somebody else. Nurture yourself. You can't be a good wife or mom, sister, or friend if you feel edgy, agitated, and exhausted all the time. Massage your soul, love, laugh, and cuddle, and don't forget to smile. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.